Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. Got in here about 5 minutes late today. Anybody who lives in the greater Boston area knows it is extremely hot and humid here. Weather I saw about an hour ago said it was 93 degrees and already, and the dew point's high, so it's extremely humid, which means got to move around kind of slowly, so it took me a while to get over here. But I'm here now and excited to be playing some music for you guys again. Do I have anything special? Let's see. Yes, I was very fortunate in the past couple of weeks to get out and see a lot of live shows, including many, many serious guitarists. So I'm going to play a sampling of those serious guitarists I saw live later on in the show. Right now, I'll start with some local bands. First, I have the Doug McDonald Band with Skyline Drive from his new album, Soundcheck. The band consists of McDonald on guitar and Patty Short on drums. I think this is the fifth album. I'm not quite sure. This will be a minute. I'll have your song in a minute. A little bit of an equipment issue right here. I'll have it in a minute. Whoops. All right, we've got the Doug McDonald Band with Skyline Drive from their newest album, Soundcheck.
I lost my high on Skyline Drive. stranger, stranger to me. He gave me the evil eye.
Let's see, we just heard a few local bands, new stuff from them, or fairly new. First was the Doug McDonald Band with Skyline Drive from their new album Soundcheck. Band consists of McDonald on guitar, Patty Short on drums, and I think it's their fifth album, I'm not sure, I gotta find out. Then you heard drummer Smitty Smitty. He moved from Detroit to Boston in 1985, has been in many bands, including Figures on a Beach and Fire King. Let's see, where am I? Yes, that was Fezzalicious from his album, Just a Modern Guy, a new album. Then you heard more local with Special Guests with Around the Bend from their brand new album, Half Fast, which features released and unreleased singles from Special Guests. That was Mike Paolucci on lead guitar. Great guitar there. Al Pachulis is the songwriter, producer, guitarist for Special Guests. Been around the Boston scene for a long time, though he's had bands in Canada for a number of years as well. Had been a lead singer. I believe he was on the song you just heard. That might be the last lead singing thing he did because of vocal disorder. Stopped him from doing that anymore. sad to say, but he's still active in music, which is really cool. Now I have something brand new for you. Brand new. This is probably, I don't know, this could be the first time it's played in the U.S. I'm not sure. It's a new band from Germany called Four Cool Cats. Bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany, and I'd been playing another German band he was in here on the show for all this past year or more. He's no longer with them, and he started this new band, Four Cool Cats, and they just released this single, Wish in My Brain, and here it is.
Yeah. I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Oh, well, I had to play that PSA today. It is so dang hot here in the Boston area, probably all of Massachusetts, and who knows how much further. But anyway, that's very important. Don't keep your dogs or cats, or especially babies, none of them, but I mean, don't keep them in your locked car. Okay, we heard, you heard first, new band from Germany, Four Cool Cats, and I was correct. This was its first airplay in the United States. Their single they just released, first thing they released, called Wish in My Brain. And that's what you heard starting out the set. After that, I went local with the Dirty Truckers with their song Like Him from their January release Best Of. And I think that was a new song from the album. The Boston-based band got together in 1999 and released four records between 2001 and 2012. Then the Billy Connors Project with Gone Wrong from their brand new self-titled EP. It's great stuff on the EP. The cats in this band have been playing in different bands around here for a long time. And that was Gone Wrong with Adam Sherman on lead guitar. Actually, I just got a new solo album from Adam Sherman. Maybe I'll put something from that on later, although it's a little nervous when you haven't heard it yet. But I might do that. We'll see how things go. Then, of course, Led Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused from the BBC Sessions. And I'd like to, I don't know if anybody has or heard the Zeppelin How the West Was Won compilation there. Or that, on that album, that's the best version of Dazed and Confused I've ever had. But it's way too long to play on the radio. It would be like half the show. But it's amazing if you ever get a chance to listen to it. Now I have something new today, but I'd like to do this from time to time. This is the first time I'm doing it. You know, just about every musician does cover songs now and then, if not a lot. And sometimes I find myself surprised at a cover choice. You know, maybe it doesn't jive with the artist's genre or image or whatever. So here's my first installment of They Covered That, seemingly unlikely covers. First, I've got something from Joe Perry's new album, Switzerland Manifesto, which features a number of guests, including his two sons. And this is his cover of Eve of Destruction, which sounds just as topical now as it did when Barry McGuire sang it in 1965 and it hit number one on the Billboard charts. It's a protest song written by P.F. Sloan in 1964. Joe Perry himself is on vocals here, and reworked the song into a more bluesy number. So here is Joe Perry doing Eve of Destruction.
Running away, there'll be no one to save with the whole Fall for the water like the Bible says. Oh,
right. That was basically the first time of my doing. They covered that. Unusual covers, or seemingly unlikely in any case. First, you had Joe Perry doing Barry Maguire's Eve of... Well, actually, Barry Maguire was the one who sang it, not wrote it, but he made it popular, Eve of Destruction. And we reworked it to a more bluesy number, but I know would not have expected Joe Perry doing this, folk protest song. In any case, that was sounded good, though. Then you heard Trampled Underfoot, with great vocals from Danielle Nicole, doing James Brown's 1966 single, It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World, from their album Badlands, for which they won Contemporary Blues Album of the Year at the 2014 Blues Music Awards, where Danielle also won Best Instrumentalist Bass category. Danielle's a blues soul musician, sings, plays bass, from Kansas City, Missouri. She was in this band Trampled Underfoot with her two brothers, and later released solo records and toured on those. I don't think I've ever heard a woman cover this song, It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World, but it worked. And then you heard the 80s sleazy hard rock glam band Faster Pussycat covering Carly Simon's You're So Vain. Maybe it's just me, but I find these covers interesting choices. Though I like them, tell me what you think. Is this an interesting for you or what? Now, you know what time it is? Yeah. Oh, you know what? I should tell you it's getting close to 3 o'clock, so I should tell you. My name is Marion Farrow. You're listening to Rock Under the Radar, and this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and streaming online. And now, it is Serious Guitar Time. And I was fortunate to go to several concerts in the past couple of weeks, which included a number of serious guitarists playing. Seemed like each one kept getting better and better. Like, I'd see a guitarist blow me away, then I'd see another one, like, whoa, and another one, etc. It was great. So tonight's Serious Guitar Time features these guitarists, some of whom I'd been previously unfamiliar with. I saw three bands Thursday night at Thunder Road in Somerville. The headliner was the Andy Timmons Band, preceded by the Travis Larson Band, and the opener, Ethan Broche, a guitarist who's been based in Boston since attending Berkeley in the arts, and he currently teaches a class there. He's toured and recorded with so many artists, like a who's who, it's hard to keep track of. And if I started listing them, I wouldn't want to leave someone out. And his newest album is Conspiracy, came out earlier this year, his third studio instrumental album. And he's a young guy. I don't know his age, but he's pretty young. In any case, it's album Conspiracy. And from that album, this is Collision Course.